Judge sets date for Alec Baldwin manslaughter trial. By Paul Bois on February 27, 2024. A New Mexico judge has set a date for the Alec Baldwin manslaughter trial nearly 3 years after that fateful moment on October 21, 2021. The scheduling order has set jury selection in the trial for July 9 of this year, with the trial set to begin the following day on July 10, per the New York Post. The proceedings are expected to last 8 days. Baldwin, the lead actor and a co-producer on the film, pleaded not guilty in January, the day before he was scheduled to be arraigned. A grand jury had indicted him after prosecutors received a new analysis of the revolver he was using during filming, renewing a charge that prosecutors originally filed and then dismissed in April 2023. On October 21, 2021, while filming the Western movie Rust, Alec Baldwin shot cinematographer Hina Hutchins during a rehearsal. Baldwin claims the revolver that he had been given from the AD suddenly fired when he pulled back the hammer, emphatically stating that he did not pull the trigger. Subsequent analysis of the firearm from the FBI later concluded that the trigger had to be pulled or depressed sufficiently to release the fully cocked or retracted hammer of the evidence revolver. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the weapons supervisor and armorer on the set of Rust at the time, has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter on top of one charge of tampering with evidence. Before Baldwin's case progresses, the movie's weapons supervisor is being tried on charges of involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence in the death of cinematographer Hina Hutchins on October 21, 2021, on a movie ranch outside Santa Fe, Breitbart News reported. Related, moment Alec Baldwin learns Hina Hutchins died following Rust shooting. Armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed has pleaded not guilty to the charges and says she is not directly to blame for Hutchins' death. In court filings, lead defense counsel Jason Bowles has pointed to findings by workplace safety regulators of broad problems that extended beyond the armorer's control, it added. Prosecutors plan to present evidence that Gutierrez Reed unwittingly brought live ammunition onto a film set where it was expressly prohibited. They say the armorer missed multiple opportunities to ensure safety, eventually loading a live round into the gun that killed Hutchins. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.